This is the Bling News. I'm Tommy McNeil. White House officials say they will continue to utilize U.S. naval assets to counter Houthi attacks on ships in the Red Sea, but they say the United States is not looking to go to war with Iranian-backed Yemen-based rebels. VOA Steve Herman reports.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby on Tuesday said Washington is not looking for an escalation of hostilities with the Houthi rebels.
They still have time to make the right choice, which is to stop these reckless attacks.
The militants on Tuesday fired an anti-ship ballistic missile into international shipping lanes in the southern Red Sea, striking a Maltese-flagged bulk carrier a day after a similar attack on a U.S.-owned and operated container ship. U.S. Central Command says its forces responded, striking and destroying four Houthi anti-ship ballistic missiles that had been prepared for launch from Yemen. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli tanks stormed back into parts of northern Gaza Strip they had left last week, reigniting some of the most intense fighting since the new year when Israel announced it was scaling back its operations there. Operation Zachary Goldman.
Footage released by the Israeli military on Tuesday shows troops and armored vehicles in combat in Gaza. In the morning, contrails snaked through the sky as Israel's Iron Dome defenses shot down rockets fired by Palestinian militants, proof they retained the capability to launch them despite more than 100 days of war. One rocket fell in the Israeli city of Netivot, but no injuries were reported. Israel said its forces had killed dozens of Hamas fighters overnight in clashes on the northern edge of the Gaza Strip. Palestinians said a strike in Rafah on the border with Egypt killed nearly a dozen members of two families while they were having dinner.
Reuters' Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. Iran claims Monday evening attacks on Syria and Iraq were targeting terrorist groups and Israeli intelligence, but Iraqi officials say there were no militant or foreign intelligence bases among the targets, where missile strikes killed four people and wounded at least six others. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
Iran says it also hit Islamic State targets in Syria in retaliation for a bombing in Kerman, Iran, that killed nearly 100 people early this month. Local officials in Syria say an unused medical clinic was hit, according to the Associated Press. In Mala Omar, locals say the conflict in the Middle East appears to be expanding well beyond the fight between Israel and Hamas, and there is rising concern that there will soon be no safe place to hide from the war. U.S. officials in Iraq call the attacks reckless, saying they would undermine Iraq's stability. Heather Murdoch in Istanbul with Halan Akoy in Mala Omar in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, VOA News.
Ukraine's president Tuesday urged leaders gathering at the annual World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, to get more military aid to his country or risk Russia attacking other nations. As Henry Ridgewell reports, Kyiv fears the war is slipping off the top of the global agenda.
At a bilateral meeting with Zelensky in Davos Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said his country's support was enduring.
We're determined to sustain our support of Ukraine, and we're working very closely with Congress in order to do that.
Meanwhile, Hungary is blocking a $54 billion European Union aid package for Ukraine. The EU Commission president said the bloc may seek to exclude Hungary's vote at a summit next month. Amid the wavering Western unity, Latvia, a close ally of Ukraine, said it's time for a change of rhetoric. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
United States, South Korea, and Japan conducted combined naval exercises involving an American aircraft carrier in the latest show of strength against nuclear-armed North Korea. South Korea's military said this on Wednesday. The training in the waters off South Korea's island came as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un continues a provocative run in weapons testing and threats that has raised regional tensions to their highest point in years. China's population dropped by 2 million in 2023, and the second straight annual drop as births fell and deaths jumped. The Government Statistics Bureau said Wednesday that the total population was 1.4 billion last year. The number of deaths more than doubled to 690,000. Demographers were expecting a rise in deaths in the early part of last year because of the sudden lifting of China's COVID-19 restrictions in late 2022. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.